So I guess I've been acting up lately. You know, destroying furniture, growling at strangers, burning books. The usual. Anyway, Master's been on my ass like cellulite on Kirstie Alley. He claims he's at his wit's end. Not a very long journey, if you ask me. To be honest, I don't know what's next for me. Obedience training, military school, combo number 5 at Filiberto's. All I do know is that this is one dog who's prepared for anything. Yes, sir, you can bet old Jerry won't be letting down his guard anytime. Hey, my nuts! And I can reach them with my mouth. How cool is that?
Jerry's right in here, Caesar. Yep, he's probably taking a nap or maybe even... Jerry! Now cut that out, not in front of the dog whisperer, you stupid mutt.
No, Walter, he's okay. You see, it's perfectly natural for dogs to lick themselves like this. And psychologically speaking, the main reason they do it is because they can.
Well, sure, I guess there is that.
You tell him, Fruitcake.
Hush, Jerry. Now, please, don't embarrass me by acting up in front of the fella we hired to correct your behavioral issues.
No, it's okay. Jerry is just reacting to a stranger being in a room. It's perfectly natural. But notice how I don't even make eye contact with him. He doesn't bother me. I act like he's not even in the room.
Hey, dog whisperer, you can pretend you're ignoring me all you want, but you should know up front, I've yet to meet a guy with frosted tips in his hair who I've respected. So I guess what I'm saying is, well, you kind of got your work cut out for you.
See, he thinks he's in control, but he's not. I am, because I don't even see him right now.
Hey, dog whisperer! The early 90s called, they want their off-colored goatee back.
I promise you, Walter, I can keep this up longer than he can. You'll see, this is perfectly natural.
3 hours later.
Hey, dog whisperer, look at me. I'm barking just to bark because, well, I've run out of things to say, but I refuse to give in.
Another hour later.
Under my umbrella. Brella, hey,
Caesar,
hey,
I don't mean to question your methods, hey, but the missus umbrella, and I, we're going to have to consider going to bed soon.
Hey,
no, it's fine. This kind of behavior is perfectly natural.
Another hour later,
Jim Baumgartner, 602-514-1885. John Baumgartner, 480-113-9627. John L. Baumgartner, 602.
Okay, okay, I'll look at you. God, you stubborn f***ing dog. Jesus Christ, man.
Look, I'm sorry. I should not have reacted that way. Although it's perfectly natural. I should keep my temper. I think, Walter, what your dog needs is what I call physical touch.
Oh, God, you're not going to mount me, are you? Oh, I've heard of things like this, Master. Trust me, dude, there are other ways to establish dominance. Like please, for example. Ever think of saying please? No, don't! Get away from me!
See, with a dog as stubborn as Jerry, what you want to do is roll him over on his side, like this.
Dude, if you are wanting a little peek-ski at old Jerry's undercarriage, I've got pictures, you know. And I got this one where I'm standing behind this sheer pink scarf and wearing nothing but a short blonde wig. Pretty hot and tasteful, too, I think, if I do say so myself.
See, Walter? He stopped barking, didn't he? You just have to show Jerry that he's not in control.
So... being his only consistent source of food and shelter, and leashing him against his will to the side of the house every day for hours at a time, leaves what, some sort of gray area?
Yes. Yes, he does.
I see. And if he starts burning books again?
Just roll him on his side.
And the growling?
Roll him on his side.
Well, what if I want him to stand?
Roll him on his side.
Now, wait just a cotton-picking minute.
You mean to tell me that after spending thousands of dollars having a television crew come in to invade my home and having spent 5 hours of listening to my dog mock you repeatedly, all I ever had to do was to roll him on his damn side? And what? You couldn't have possibly told me this on the phone? Well, I think I've heard just about... Hey, what are you? What the hell are you doing? What are you doing to me?
I'm rolling you on your side.
Seriously?
Master, it's really not that bad. I say go with it, big guy. Whoops. I'm barking again, aren't I, Caesar? Oh, sorry. Old habits. Okay.
I'll just sit here and hand my nuts, and I can reach them with my mouth. How cool is that?
Jerry the dog on Last Character.